Welcome to the Investment Conversation. I'm Jeff Herzog, a portfolio manager for Lord Abbett's multi-asset strategies. Today, we're going to look at the latest U.S. Consumer Price Index release and what the data may signal for the future direction of inflation and the Federal Reserve's potential response. We'll also talk a bit about the potential investment implications. So this report came in, of course, hotter than economists had expected. To note, the CPI fixings market has been more accurate than economists lately, but even this report outdid the CPI fixings market. Core inflation was 0.7 month on month instead of 0.5 expected. Headline was 1.3 instead of 1.1 expected. So how broad is this number? I don't even need to wait for the Cleveland Fed median or trim mean numbers to know that this is pretty broad inflation. It's sort of a mathematical tendency that whenever inflation is this high, it's pretty broad. So we can be pretty secure in saying that the message to the Fed from this data is that inflation is still high and broad. There is a growing wedge between the CPI report and the personal consumption expenditures report. That's of minor interest to us, but it does suggest to us that there's a big methodology difference lately between the two series, and that's still notable. One of the most surprising components was the owner's equivalent rent, which increased its month-on-month pace to 0.7%. And that is a very sticky, salient part of inflation to a lot of people. And I think that's raising a lot of eyebrows right now in terms of a threatening measure of potentially of inflation persistence. So consider that half of the month-on-month inflation in this report is driven by energy. And we know from the Bloomberg Commodity Index or just recent oil movements that commodity prices have come down a lot. And so there is some sense that if you think that roughly 50% contribution to energy is coming down the next month, we should see some improvement in the headline. But of course, you have to counterbalance that against, you know, the OER number that I just mentioned, and also that medical care services increased notably on the previous month to 0.7% as well. So for instance, in May it was 0.4 and this month it was 0.7%. So to give it a really big picture view, if you're going to break this data up into energy, goods, services, and food, basically there wasn't any notable change in the non-energy, the three non-energy components. There wasn't anything that suggested that that was improving or slowing down. And you loaded on a ton of energy inflation. And so what does this mean for the Fed? Well, previously the market had this profile for the Fed where it was going to hike a lot and then it was actually pricing in some cuts. There's one observation I would make about that is that there is this quandary between market expectations of the Fed hiking to some level and stopping, and the Fed hiking to some level and causing recession where it has to quickly start cutting. So part of that profile might be some probability weighting by the market, but I do think this data shows that some of those cuts that have been plotted out in the future have to be reversed. And there's more threat that we might be headed to a higher terminal rate than expected by the markets. At the same time, 75 basis points was already pretty much baked in to the next meeting before this CPI report happened. And obviously, nothing in this report suggests that that shouldn't happen. So I think we could be pretty secure that that's what they're going to do. I think this raises the issue of, well, are they going to have to do 75 basis points again or 50? I think that debate is still up in the air. And I think at least a prospect for some reduction in the energy component maybe makes a wait and see attitude. So some asset allocation implications and silver linings. You know, if you compare what happened now to a month ago, this last month's CPI report was legitimately scary because it was like that first breakout CPI report and the Fed reacted quickly to it. Like there was a sea change in the Fed's behavior. So as bad as this CPI report is for what was expected, I'm a little less scared because the Fed already has these 75 basis point actions in train. And also the energy component is quite large. And we kind of have an idea of where that's going. But what it does suggest to me is, you know, a higher 2-year, a little bit more 210 inversion. I think a stronger dollar is another clear implication of this, though the dollar is getting to extreme levels. And I think it should also sort of justify a continued cautious outlook on overall risk, right? Like, this is still not an environment where, you know, we want to be pouring on a lot of risk. The silver lining to me is that some of the inflation expectation surveys have been improving, like the New York Federal Reserve 3-year inflation survey came down. And I think what's going to be really interesting is the ECI report in a couple weeks, because although it's at a quarterly frequency, it's one of our more robust to methodology measures of wages. And so, you know, while slowing economic growth might be crushing people's economic security, at the same time, if it's keeping a lid on wages, gains, we won't see those second round effects of wages that result in a true 1970s wage price spiral. We'll be keeping an eye on future inflation releases and their potential impact on the economy, Fed policy, and the markets. I'm Jeff Herzog. Thanks for being with us today.
Subscribe and rate us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or your favorite streaming app of choice. Thank you for listening. The U.S. Consumer Price Index, or CPI, measures the price changes for each item in a predetermined basket of goods and services, and the inputs are weighted according to their importance to consumers. The U.S. Personal Consumption Expenditure Price Index, or CPE, also referred to as the CPE deflator, is a United States-wide indicator of the average increase in prices for all domestic personal consumption. Cleveland Fed Inflation Expectations. The U.S. Federal Reserve Bank of Cleveland reports estimates of the expected rate of inflation over the next 30 years along with the inflation risk premium, the real risk premium, and the real interest rate. Its estimates are calculated with a model that uses treasury yields, inflation data, inflation swaps, and survey-based measures of inflation expectations. Treasuries are debt securities issued by the U.S. government and secured by its full faith and credit. Income from Treasury securities is exempt from state and local taxes. Although U.S. government securities are guaranteed as to payments of interest and principal, their market prices are not guaranteed and will fluctuate in response to market movements. A basis point is 1/100th of a percentage point. The Federal Reserve System, or Fed, is the central bank of the United States and is governed by the Federal Reserve Board. The federal funds, or Fed funds rate, is the target interest rate set by the Fed at which commercial banks borrow and lend their excess reserves to each other overnight. Inflation is an increase in the purchasing power of money, reflected in a general increase in the prices of goods and services in an economy. 2-year inflation swaps reflect market expectations of inflation in 2 years' time. 5-year forward inflation swaps are a common measure used by central banks and dealers to gauge the market's future inflation expectations.
Unless otherwise noted, all discussions are based on U.S. markets and U.S. monetary and fiscal policies. The credit quality of the securities in a portfolio is assigned by a nationally recognized statistical rating organization, or NSRO, such as Standard & Poor's, Moody's, or Fitch, as an indication of an issuer's creditworthiness. Ratings range from AAA, which is the highest, to D, which is the lowest. Bonds rated BBB or above are considered investment grade. Credit ratings BB and below are lower rated securities, or junk bonds. High-yielding, non-investment grade bonds, or junk bonds, involve higher risks than investment grade bonds. Adverse conditions may affect the issuer's ability to pay interest and principal on these securities. Investing involves risk, including the loss of principal. The value of investments in fixed income securities will change as interest rates fluctuate and in response to market movements. Generally, when interest rates rise, the price of debt securities fall, and when interest rates fall, prices generally rise. The municipal market can be affected by adverse tax, legislative, or political changes, and by the financial condition of the issuers of municipal securities. Investments in non-U.S. or emerging market securities, which may be adversely affected by economic, political, or regulatory factors and subject to currency volatility and greater liquidity risk. The value of investments in equity securities will fluctuate in response to general economic conditions and changes in prospects of particular companies and/or sectors in the economy. No investing strategy can overcome all market volatility or guarantee future results. Market forecasts and projections are based on current market conditions and subject to change without notice. Projections should not be considered a guarantee. The views and opinions expressed by the Lord Abbott Speaker are those of the speaker as of the date of the broadcast and do not necessarily represent the views of the firm as a whole. Any such views are subject to change at any time based upon market conditions or other conditions, and Lord Abbott disclaims any responsibility to update such views. This material is not intended to be relied upon as a forecast, research, or investment advice. It is not a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any securities or to adopt any investment strategy. Neither Lord Abbott nor the Lord Abbott Speaker can be responsible for any direct or incidental loss incurred by applying any of the information offered.
The information provided is not directed at any investor or category of investors and is provided solely as general information about Lord Abbott's products and services and to otherwise provide general investment education. None of the information provided should be regarded as a suggestion to engage in or refrain from any investment-related course of action, as neither Lord Abbott nor its affiliates are undertaking to provide impartial investment advice, act as an impartial advisor, or give advice in a fiduciary capacity. If you are an individual retirement investor, contact your financial advisor or other fiduciary about whether any given instrument, idea, strategy, product, or service may be appropriate for your circumstances.
This broadcast is copyright 2022 of Lord Abbott & Co. LLC. All rights reserved. This recording may not be reproduced in whole or in part or in any form without the permission of Lord Abbott. Lord Abbott Mutual Funds are distributed by Lord Abbott Distributor, LLC.
Important information for non-U.S. investors. Note to Switzerland investors. This is an advertising communication. The state of origin of the fund is Luxembourg. In Switzerland, this document may only be provided to qualified investors within the meaning of Art. 10, Para, 3, and 3 Ter, CISA. In Switzerland, the representative is A colon Fund Services AG, Lutenbrockstrasse 50, CH 8050, Zurich, whilst the paying agent is Bank Voltenbell Limited, Gotthardstrasse 43, CH 8002, Zurich. The main basis of documents of the fund, as well as the annual and, if applicable, semi-annual report may be obtained free of charge from the representative. Past performance is no indication of current or future performance. The performance data do not take account of the commissions and costs incurred on the issue and redemption of units.
Note to European investors. This communication is issued in the United Kingdom and distributed throughout Europe by Lord Abbott UK Limited, a private limited company registered in England and Wales under company number 10804287, with its registered office at Talis House, 2 Talis Street, Temple, London, United Kingdom, EC4Y0AB. Lord Abbott UK Limited, FRN 783356,
is an appointed representative of Kroll Securities Limited, FRN 466588, which is authorized and regulated by the Financial Conduct Authority. Lord Abbott Middle East Limited is authorized and regulated by the Dubai Financial Services Authority, or DFSA. The entire content of this document is subject to copyright with all rights reserved. This research and information contained herein may not be reproduced, distributed, or transmitted in any jurisdiction or to any other person or incorporated in any way into another document or other material without our prior written consent. The entire content of this document is subject to copyright with all rights reserved. The research and information contained herein may not be reproduced, distributed, or transmitted in any jurisdiction or to any other person or incorporated in any way into another document or other material without our prior written consent. This document is directed at professional clients and not retail clients. Any other persons in receipt of this document must not rely upon or otherwise act upon it. This document is provided for informational purposes only. Nothing in this document should be construed as a solicitation or offer or recommendation to acquire or dispose of any investment or to engage in any other transaction. Nothing contained in this document constitutes an investment, an offer to invest, legal, tax, or other advice or guidance, and should be disregarded when considering or making investment decisions.